the Foyer with Bill Stevens. An intriguing one-woman play, beloved muse Amelia Pfluger, comes to the Street Theatre this week for just four performances. Beloved muse Amelia Pfluger stars renowned Austrian actress Maxi Blaha. And Maxi Blaha joins me in the foyer by phone from Vienna to tell us about beloved muse Amelia Pfluger. Maxi, welcome to Art Sound. Tell me, what inspired beloved muse?
I had the chance and opportunity to do this play on Gustav Klimt's so-called muse and lifelong friend, Amelia Pfluger, because the director of the Museum Belvedere in Vienna, who is a good friend of mine and who I've already worked with in other museums, asked me to think about the play on Amelia Pfluger because it was the 100th anniversary of Gustav Klimt's death this year in Austria. And the whole world only talked about Gustav Klimt. And so we thought that we should also talk about the very important woman behind Gustav Klimt. And that was the idea behind the whole play.
For people who are not familiar with her, can you tell me a little about Amelia Pfluger?
Amelia Pfluger was a radical and modern fashion designer. She was Gustav Klimt's, I think she was his girlfriend when she was very young, and then he had a lot of affairs with other women, and they still stayed very close friends. And they were partners not only in private life, but also they were muses for each other, I would say, because Gustav Klimt also took over a lot of her designs and things that she had invented for her clothes. She was the first woman or the first designer to get rid of the corset. In those days in Vienna and in Austria and all over Europe, women were still wearing corsets. And she did away with the corset for the very first time. Your listeners, or you may know that we had this very famous Kaiserin Sissi, the wife of the Emperor Franz Josef, of our Emperor. And she was world famous for her corsets. So everybody was wearing corsets in those days. And it was very radical to do this reform dress. And her dresses were very, very expensive. You can imagine, or you must imagine, that they cost as much as a small lakeside house.
Oh, goodness.
So they were really, really, really expensive. And Coco Chanel and many other world-famous designers were all inspired by Amelia Pfluger. She was the first one. She was very radical, as I mentioned, and she was the first one to do that. Women followed her example and threw away their corsets.
The costume you wear in Beloved Muse in the photographs, that's a copy of one of her designs.
Yes, it's a copy, and it's the only existing copy, because there are a lot of museums, fashion museums and art museums, that have copies of her dress, but we went to all the archives, and the costume designer and my team and the director, we found out that all those costumes existing in the very famous museums are not correct. And I can't remember the word that you, the cut, do you call it the cut? Yeah, I think it's called cut of a dress, yeah, was wrong. And so we found out how it really was, because it was an inside-out dress that you can wear inside out.
So reversible.
It has an inner dress and an outer dress, and it's made of 18 meters of material. 18, so that's quite a lot, and it's very heavy.
You're also using some original props which were initially owned by Amelia Pfluger and Gustav Klimt. What are they?
Yeah, well, these are some... I can't really talk about that because of insurance reasons, honestly speaking.
Right, yeah.
So I don't want any burglaries to happen. You got me?
Right, of course. No, I understand.
Yeah.
My guest is Maxi Blaha, and we're talking about beloved muse Amelia Pfluger, which is at the Street Theatre this week. In the play, you speak as Amelia Pflug?
Yes, I am Amelia Pflug. Gustav Klimt died in 1918, so 100 years ago, and the play starts with his death. Pflug lived much, much longer. She died in the 1950s. She survived both world wars. So I talk about her whole life, the time with Gustav Klimt and the time after Gustav Klimt and the world wars and what happened to her dresses and her designs and what happened to his sketches and drawings. One must imagine that she had a very famous salon, a fashion salon, together with her two sisters, the Pflüger sister salon. And the richest European women bought their dresses there, like the Rothschilds, and most of them were Jewish, of Jewish origin, and they were either killed or they had to flee. So they couldn't take the dresses, and Amelia Pflüger tried to keep them and save them in her apartment. And in the last days of the war in 1945, all her dresses and all her belongings, together with Gustav Klimt's drawings and sketches, were burnt because a bomb fell into this house, private home. And everything was destroyed. So there's nothing left of her, nothing, zero. It's all gone. So that was very tragic. And she also kept a lot of his sketches and drawings and private objects to remember him by. And all those things were burnt. Oh. They're all gone. Because all Vienna was burnt down, as you may know.
Yes, yeah.
All her customers were killed, and then all her belongings. And she still lived for more than 10 years after the war, of the end of World War II. So she was a very strong, very positive woman, I think, which I really like.
Did she go back into business after the war?
No, she could not, because her clientele was dead.
Oh, right, yeah.
There were no more rich Jewish people in Vienna. They were all killed.
And yet her look survived through the paintings of Gustav Klimt.
A lot of paintings, of course, survived, but she kept a lot of sketches and drawings, like smaller things and objects. And there was also a castle near Vienna where some of his sketches and drawings were, Immendorf it's called, and that also burnt down. So a lot of his things burnt down. That is not so well known, but I know it. And it was very interesting because Gustav Klimt did the portraits of these rich Viennese women. He then sent them to Amelia Pflüger to be dressed in her corset-free gowns. And she sent her clients back to him to have their portraits painted.
What a great business setup.
Yeah, yeah, a great business. Great, great. You can find all her dresses in his paintings, and you can find all her clients in his portraits. So this is excellent, brilliant idea. So they did not have sex anymore, but they had a great business idea. And Vienna was crazy about them. They were a scandalous couple.
Maxi, you trained as a singer. Do you sing in Beloved Muse?
I sing a little bit.
Because I see you have an accompanist, George Buxhoffen.
Yes. Yeah, and he plays the e-bass.
Yes, now that's an unusual accompaniment.
Yeah, I wanted to make it more modern and bring it back to our days. Mm-hmm. And I think this works very well. I don't like plays that are so old-fashioned because they are set in those days. You understand?
Yes.
I like to bring it back to our days and show people that this could all happen now. I don't want to be a museum.
Now, you visited Australia before. In fact, you got Australian citizenship. Did you live
in
Australia for a period?
No. As you can hear by my accent, I am a Viennese woman, and I went to university in Vienna, and I grew up in Vienna, and my father is Australian, and he just told me some songs.
You visited Australia before with Soul of Fire, show about Bertha von Suttner.
Very important woman, too.
We will look forward to welcoming you back again with Beloved Muse. Thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about it.
Thank you very much. I'm very much looking forward myself to come back to Australia.
renowned Austrian actress Maxi Blaha, who is starring in the play Beloved Muse, Amelia Pfluger, which is being presented at the Street Theatre this Thursday to Sunday, the 13th to the 16th of September. Evening performances commence at 7:30, and there is one matinee performance, and that commences at 3 o'clock on Sunday, the 16th of September, and that matinee will be performed in German. Bookings at the Street Theatre. This is Bill Stevens, looking forward to seeing you in a foyer soon.